Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
You got me here on my own. One last shot shackled my bones. So steady on, steady on, steady on now, hey, now, hey. So steady on, steady on, steady on now, hey, now, hey. Step time in your life when you wake up. You gotta work like a normal day. You wanna shoot, smack something up your nose crack, and your friend told you that he was gay. You took to the baker's the morning, and the baker, she sees your demise. Inside a Coke can, you can find a new plan. I just felt like I ought to advise. With a new plan, I could be mistaken, but mistakes are beyond my belief. With the old band, I could be a new friend. I believe it right through my feet. You got me here on my own. One last shot shackled by bones. Side of the bar, you give me $2,000, you can use your own hands. We could go to the back of your car. That's a crime in your head that you made up, and you feel like you ought to be scared. Like an old cat beaten by a new rat, I can feel it right through to the air. And the air that we breathe, it is changing, and with it a moral disguise. With a war now, you can kill the poor now, I can see it right through to your eyes. You got me here on my own. Shackled my bones. So steady on, steady on, steady on now, hey, now, hey. So steady on, steady on, steady on now, hey, now, hey. So steady on, steady on, steady on now, yeah.
In the studio with the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, and you've just listened to Steady On. Guys out there, you've been waiting for far too long. We are in a company of Isaac Aircraft.
You're gonna have to tell tonight. Now she's been knocking on another's door. You believe it then, you can see it then, you believe it then. You're gonna have to tell her tonight. I'm gonna have to tell her tonight. I'm gonna have to tell her tonight. Now she's been knocking on another's door. I believe in there, I believe in all, I believe in I. I'm gonna have to tell her tonight. Oh, they are here. My baby did me wrong. Oh, they are there. My baby did me right, 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 right under. like a brick through the door, and you rip up the sheet tonight. Whoa, tonight. How you love with your little feet. How you love with your little feet tonight. Oh, they are here. My baby did me wrong.
Fantastic, fantastic. That was My Baby Did Me Wrong by Isaac Aircraft. How are you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, let me come closer. Well, we got two members of the band, Isaac Aircraft, actually composed by Zach on the rhythm guitar and on vocals. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Martin, very well. Martin on piano keys, but really also a bass player.
Yes, I am. I'm multitask.
Tell us a little bit about it, because I know you guys don't have a bit. Introduce yourselves to my audience and tell us a little bit about it, because you don't use a bass player on stage.
We don't use a bass player, no. We've just got the keys. I mean, we get most of our bass through keys. We get mixed reactions. Some people say, oh, we really want to see more bass, but it's usually the bass players that do that.
It's basically dependent on like where you play. So if you play in a big hall with not a lot of sound tech, then obviously it's going to sound empty. And when you play in a small venue, it sounds better.
It just depends on the place, and we get. But I think mostly people say, "Oh, you don't need a bass." And some people are like, oh, "I didn't even realise." One bassist actually came up to me and said, "I didn't realise you didn't need a bass. You didn't have a bass, and you don't need one." Oh. So you know, that's
why did they always come to you, not to me? I'm the one playing bass.
Yeah, but I'm the one talking to the crowd most of the time. Mm-hmm. So
it just so happened.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, I was a lucky one, because I met your management, your man Jim.
Yeah.
Really great guy. He happened to invite me for your gig at the Underbelly Oxen Square just a couple of weeks ago. So I caught you live. Obviously, your records live. Like, you know, Stay On, we just played. It's really, really good. And many more songs we want to play tonight, Unplugged and on your CD with the single as well. Friends and Foes, that people are just going mad for. It's fantastic. But guys, live, you really have something special. Perhaps it's also because you haven't got a bass on. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're all really good friends. And that's kind of I think that's why we connect so well together live and stuff. And you know, we don't have a bass player. We never found a bass player. It's just, it's not as if we're going, oh, we don't want a bass player. We've never found one, and that's kind of part of the reason why we don't have one, isn't it, Martin?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we tried out the bass player, and it didn't just. We didn't click as a person. So I don't think that's. Yeah, it's the only reason why we don't have a bass player is because. We just don't have a bass player.
But it does give you, because I was listening to the interview that you guys said, Tom Robinson on BBC Music 6 did play your Friends and Foes, which is a fantastic track we're going to play just in a few moments. But he was actually mentioning about this, if I'm not wrong, and the sound is driving. It really is. I mean, I'm a drummer myself, and you know, I know that James on the drums, and how you doing, James? Hope you're listening in.
Hi, James.
Also, Colum, a fantastic guitar player you have as well. It doesn't feel like it's missing bass. Actually, it's in a strange way, actually feels like there's something added to it that gives this Isaac Aircraft sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That's cool. I mean, that's completely intended.
Absolutely. It was our intention all along.
But, you know, that's cool. I mean, it's a talking point for people. People go, oh, you haven't got a bassist, but it doesn't matter. That's great. You know, cool. It's how revolutions start, isn't it? You kind of...
Revolution? Why do you want to start a revolution?
A revolution with no bass. No, without bass. I don't know. It's cool. Like, you know, we enjoy playing music, and whether we don't have a bass or not is great. And if people like that, then awesome. That's great.
People indeed do. And in fact, I was checking out on your blurb, and also found out that when you came out with your single, Friends and Foes, and it was, tell me if I'm wrong, was it the 12th of April where you were the first, and within the first 30... Tell us a little bit more about it, Betty Fusey.
Okay, cool. We had no idea we were going to chart with it, but we got in the indie charts in the top 30. And, you know, basically the guy who did our video for Friends and Foes was just looking it up casually and found it and emailed me. And we were like, wow, we've charted. And we didn't expect that at all. So that was just amazing.
And it did. The most amazing thing is when you don't expect it, it just happened.
Yeah.
It was great. And then I think you found out first and then you called all of us up. And just like, we looked on the BBC website and there we were on the BBC website.
Yeah, like next to like the Arctic Monkeys in Oasis.
It was, and it's just, you kind of go... All right.
That's pretty cool. New release with a little star on it, you know.
That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Sometimes really, you know, great things just happen.
Yeah.
You can't force it.
Like, no. You know, there's only so much sort of plugging you can do and sort of like, oh, please come to my gig sort of thing. And mailing list and all that kind of thing. Sometimes it's just got to happen and you've got to just believe in yourself and play the best you can possibly play and write the best you can possibly write. You can't, if you haven't got a good song, you can't push it, can you?
No,
you've got to believe in yourself.
Like nothing is worse than too much advertising and nothing to back it up with.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the music. It's not about the advertising, you know.
Totally, I couldn't agree more. There's a good friend of mine, he's a producer, and he says the same. You know, he's been working with an amazing artist for like 5-6 years. And if you don't have a good product, what do you need the advertising for?
Exactly.
You've got to do the product first.
And the product in our case is music, and is the magic of music that we're talking about. And because I have mentioned your first single, the one that was in the top 30, just alongside Oasis and people like it's amazing. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. I don't see why. Actually, I'm pretty certain, and I was having a chat with your with Jim about it. I really see 2010. Been a really big trampoline for you guys. It's happening already. I mean, you know, I know you're playing that. You're cool and really chilled, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But there are big things that are happening. And how about if we play "Friends for Your single and the one that was in the chart? So we just show to a few people out there that yet have to meet Isaac Aircraft, and then we come back and we'll talk a little bit more. Okay, people out there, the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, this is Isaac Aircraft with Friends and Foes.
Just down this 2 a.m. and I can feel the gun beneath my neck and I can feel the heat on my head. She died 2 days ago and I can see my friends and see my foes and I can see my fate on my head. And I feel like talking the way we used to was to believe in your brothers, to believe that we were. Gives in and I can feel the blood upon my skin and I can see my friends and my foes. You ain't got 2 days here, you're gonna feel my gun and feel my fear. I'm gonna seal your fate on my head. And I feel like talking and I feel like talking. again. The way we used to was.
Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
And you're back in the studio with the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show and Isaac Aircraft. How are you doing, guys?
Woohoo!
Woo!
That was a track, guys. You know, Friends and Foes. It's amazing. It's so driving. I was just saying off the mic with the guys here. You just don't let the listener just take a breath. When the song kicks in, you're hooked. That's it. You know, yeah. It's game over. You've got to be with it until the end of the track. And you don't let go. And I know that is true also for of your live performances. It's just the energy that you guys are able to put together, which is something pretty amazing.
Thanks.
They haven't paid me.
We haven't, actually. No,
this is amazing. Post.
But it's good. I'm sure that the listeners out there think
like,
the same.
That's just, I think like part of that is... we've all got a theatre background, like doing like acting and stuff like that, and I think that when you learn theatre, it's kind of like they tell you to never let the audience stop and just keep them laughing, keep them crying, keep them doing everything. So that's probably just come from the back.
And when we sit down and write songs, I mean, we do think about, you know, what could work, what makes a track interesting.
Yeah, like if one of us thinks, oh, that bit's a bit boring, then we kind of go, well, why is it boring, and then we move on to the next thing, sort of thing. Usually if one person thinks it's rubbish, we kind of scrap it and then kind of go on to something different, don't we?
But tell us, who wrote the song? How did Friends and Foe, which is your single out there, and he's really, really, really getting a lot of hits on MySpace, but I think, you know, you can also buy the EP and everything. We'll come to that.
Yeah.
But how the idea, who wrote it and how did, when, by the way, how does Isaac Aircraft write music all together as a band?
I'll tell you what, it changes every time. We do the whole jamming thing where we sit down and we one person will have a riff and then we'll all build up on top of that. I write the lyrics separately. That's kind of the only thing that stays as it is.
Well, that's because we can't write lyrics.
No,
I can't write them. I tried.
Your poetry is quite good, actually.
I write poetry. It might be okay. But I can't write lyrics. They're just going to end up being cheesy love songs all the time.
Yeah, I think we need a cheesy love song.
We do. Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's no set way. Usually the music will write first. Occasionally I'll write lyrics first. I think the better songs are the ones where I do write lyrics first because I really think about the words, whereas when you've got music, you think about how can this phrase time into that without it sounding too bizarre.
That's true. How did Friends and Foes come together? First the music, first the lyrics?
I was sitting down and playing some chords, and then I thought, okay, what lyrics can I write on top of that? And then I showed it to the guys, just kind of performed it in front of them, and then we basically added all the extra bits.
I just remember, first time I heard it, I really did not like the song. Yeah. I really didn't. Like, I just sat there looking at my keys and it's like, I don't know what to play to this.
Yeah.
And so the little riff.
I think we had a really frustrating band practice. Yeah. Really.
I can't believe it, because that one of the major parts of that song is actually you're playing your keys.
Yeah, well, the riff came actually about just by me being so angry at not being able that I was just banging on the keys, and suddenly I had this melody in my head and I was like, oh. Okay.
That's probably why it's so driving, because you're
like, get the keys out! And it just worked. I mean, that's how I generally write most of my songs. I get frustrated because I don't know what to play, and then...
Yeah, anger fuels.
Yeah, anger is my manner.
But it doesn't look like. It looks like you guys are very good boys, you know?
Yeah, we are.
We are well-behaved.
That's why you got a Roland as a piano, because you can kick it and it works even better.
Exactly.
Yeah, good old Sturdy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can't believe what you just said. One of the things that also friends of mine that I email your tracks to loved was the driving that is behind all the driving force behind your keys, and the fact that there isn't a bass there, and there is the drums there blending with the, you know, with all the music, but is the vocals? It's quite tight. So there is this da 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 da. And you're telling me that you didn't even like it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I do now. Now, obviously,
it's incredible sometimes.
I didn't know. It happens with quite a few things. Like at first, in the songwriting process, I'm always very dismayed because I don't want to write the same things on the piano all the time, and I don't want to do the same thing. So I always sit there and I think, what else can I do?
You do have to get Rosetta. I'll show him this song. I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. And Martin would go, I have no idea what to do.
That's how the songwriting process goes.
That sounds like fun.
And then he comes out with something, I'm like, yeah, play out, it's amazing. So, you know.
Whatever you guys do, you do pretty well because it does work.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that lots of people out there agrees with this, looking at your MySpace and everything and what is happening right now. In fact, with Friends and Foes, you've got so much going on. But before we go into that, you also played a very fresh track, just unplugged in the studio,
yeah.
My Baby Did Me Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me more about this track, because you told me it's very fresh.
Yeah, yeah. We literally recorded this last Friday. It's sort of half recorded. We've still got kind of bits and pieces to add to it. It's about my mate who got dumped twice in 2 years. The same thing happened, though, when he got dumped. It was both like him getting cheated on. And I just thought that's so bizarre that he would get dumped in exactly the same circumstances. So that's what the song's about.
All right.
And for me, when I heard the song first time around, I was... This is going to be embarrassing. I was reminded of Clocks by Coldplay.
Oh, no.
that's where the piano part for that song comes from. I just wanted to, be Chris Martin for once and play, you know, the piano like he plays it. And I think I do it pretty well.
Well, guys, the good thing about you and Isaac Aircraft, I wanted to actually ask you where the name is from, but before I go there, cool. The good thing is that you guys have a fresh sound. And okay, you look gorgeous on stage. If you people out there don't know Isaac Aircraft,
we're really ugly. I've got a hunchback.
When I went and see them live, they look good. I'm sure the ladies will go absolutely nuts for you guys. And but not just that, it's the charm, it's the confidence, and it's not, once again, it's not patronizing, it's just the most easy things, the most relaxing thing that is in the world for you guys to be on stage. It looks like it's your home.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best thing in the world.
Well, it's what we want to do.
Yeah,
it's not, we don't want to do it because you get paid loads or because you get famous. It's just because it's what we want to do. It's what we always wanted to do, I think.
Yeah, I think, like, my earliest memory of singing is when I was like 5, singing "We Are the Champions" at the like belting it out. I couldn't sing it anymore because my voice broke. But but you know, I've always loved music, and I think, you know, the whole like thing, what do you want to be when you grow up? I think like playing music was definitely what I wanted to do, and it still is what I wanted to do. So.
It's fantastic. It's very remarkable because you say, since I can remember, because you guys, well, for the listeners out there, you don't know, this bunch of fantastic, talented people and good looking. you guys are, what, 20?
I'm 20.
22. Callum is 19 and James is 20.
Yeah.
Incredible. And just for the listeners out there, Callum is your lead guitar player.
He is indeed, yeah. That's Callum, right. Is a lead guitarist. Sadly, he's
blonde and looks like a surfer.
Yes, Callum is the most attractive one of our band. Like, it's pretty hard.
Everyone hits on Callum, but he's taken.
He's taken. Anyway, so yeah, he's...
we're revealing some feelings here for Callum. If you're listening, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Then there's James, our good old sturdy, reliable drummer.
Absolutely, yes.
Who's, I don't know, what he's doing tonight. He's doing something really important, otherwise
he couldn't make it.
Yeah, I think he's a vet, you see. I think he's like removing a cow from a cow or something. I'm joking. No, he's a vet.
All right.
I like to make up stories about how we all do bizarre jobs.
Tell us, where did Isaac Aircraft, don't tell me this is because of Isaac Newton and you guys coming from Cambridge.
I tell you what, I think part of it probably is because my brother goes down a pub called the Isaac Newton in Cambridge very often. So the name Isaac was obviously going around in my head. And I'm really scared of flying, so Isaac's Aircraft just seemed like the right thing.
Fantastic.
All I remember is a phone call that midnight from a drunken Zach going, what about Isaac's Aircraft?
I think you're giving them the wrong impression here. I don't think I was drunk.
He was stone cold sober, but I get a phone call at midnight going, what about Isaac's Aircraft? And obviously I didn't know what he was talking about, so what about
it? Yeah, I think that's what I said, didn't I? I didn't go, hello Martin. I was just like, what about Isaac's Aircraft? You're like, what?
Yeah. What about it? It's like, as a name for the band. And I was like, yeah, I like it. I don't know if it means anything to me, apart from being with my four best friends. Four best friends?
What, including yourself?
Yes.
I think you mean three then.
Well, when I read the name first time, that was came to mind because Cambridge and as in and everything.
Yeah.
But then I thought maybe there's something else. But there you go. It's definitely a new name. It's definitely something absolutely never heard before.
Cool.
We are
the only thing that comes up on Google under Isaac's Aircraft.
That's true.
Success.
Success. Well, guys, before we go on, would you like to play a track maybe?
Yeah, sure. We'll play another one. This one's called She Is Moscow.
Okay, take it away.
Cool.
Met her down by the coffee shop. She tells me everything you ought not. She tells me everything you did today. Hey, from the letter to the champagne. She is watching on your every move, from the capital to Uluru. She is Moscow, she's a satellite. She is everything we ought to die for. You and I, we don't need love. She don't see no fire, see no fire, don't need love. Well, at least now that we know that we are heading down a very soon road. She took the car, she took the stereo, with it everything we used to know. We are looking out on the TV here, from other Africa to Tennessee. I'll show you something that I wanna be. It's really something that you ought to see. You and I, we don't need love. She don't see no fire, see no fire, don't need love. I didn't mean to stay so long with a finger on the gun. No reason, nothing to believe in. We got 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 no reason, nothing to believe in at all. We don't need love. She don't see no fire, see no fire, don't need love.
Fantastic track by Isaac Aircraft. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, thank you.
That's a wonderful, wonderful track. And I love the vibe that can be achieved just in a studio like that without, having perhaps all the best instruments in the world packed. Sometimes, if something is good, it's just good. Doesn't matter, if you play with a billion effects or if you just play with a little reverb and a couple of mics and that's it.
Yeah, acoustic gigs are great because you can just strip down and you can hear all the different bits and... Yeah, I mean, they're one of my... I probably do prefer them to electric gigs, actually.
I actually do prefer acoustic gigs to full electric ones, just
and actually
the atmosphere.
And I can hear my voice a lot better, I can experiment a bit with the vocals. And
the atmosphere is always like acoustic gigs, everybody's chilled out, and like people just kind of, come up and listen, and then
people
they
listen,
go again,
they don't
and then
listen.
They sit down, and then... Whereas electric gigs, if you don't have a crowd, you just kind of feel... A bit sad.
Deflated, yeah. I think people really listen at acoustic gigs where they people just kind of want to jump around at electric. I mean, people still listen, but I think people listen more acoustic, and the absolute is just awesome.
It's great. Well, guys, last time I listened to your full electric gig, and that was amazing. And now I'm listening to you unplugged here, and it's amazing. So the good thing is that you can do both, which is, you know, quite remarkable.
It's a bonus, ticking the boxes.
Absolutely. Before we talked about the name, and you mentioned really briefly that you guys are all four friends from old time, from Cambridge.
Me and James have known each other for years. Callum sort of a little bit later at secondary school, and Martin I've known only for 4 years, 5 years.
5 years now. Yeah, I came over from Germany 5 years ago.
Because you're from Germany,
Germany, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know. I mean, living.
Say something in German.
Hallo, wie geht's euch? Okay, that's enough. I can't do it. It's really awkward trying to speak German to a non-German person. No, but like I came over 4 or 5 years ago, and then pretty much met Zach the third or fourth month I was there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in a band for about 2 weeks that split up, and then we decided to form a band. Because they were kind of together, and then I joined, and I was like, Yoko Ono, I just destroyed the whole thing.
funny you should say that, because he does look a little bit like Yoko Ono.
I don't think I do. I mean,
and yeah, we're just good friends who, like, I mean, it was Zach and me first in the band, and then we kind of thought, oh, let's get a drummer because we want to take things further, and then we got James, and then we stole Callum from another band.
No, that band had split up.
Had they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then we didn't steal him. But so Callum was around, and he's a really good guitarist, and we saw him live a couple of times, and we were like, well, we really want to have him in our band.
With it, I have these sort of epiphanies when I see musicians, and I'm like, they need to be in my band. And Callum was one of those, and James was the same. We're just good friends.
Apparently, I'm not working.
Well, guys, you've been lucky because there are many people keeping on switching musicians, trying this, that, and the other, and then okay, the equipment is not right. Okay, no, but not drop the acoustic guitar.
The friendship is that. That's why.
That's it.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're not. If you don't know someone in and out, it's a lot more difficult to play music with them. Do you know what I mean? I still find it hard to play with other musicians apart from these guys, so, you know.
Same here. Because I you can just rely on your friends to know what you mean when you do something.
Yeah.
And, like, to pick up, you know, if you have, like, a little melody spinning around your head, you know that, you know, your friends are going to be able to understand it and be like, oh, yeah, we can write a song around this. Yeah. Whereas I just never know with other people if they understand what I'm saying.
Because you watch like some manufactured like girl bands or boy bands, and you can't see that spark until a while. Do you know what I mean? And maybe like after a few years, maybe like
you're not
take that
out to Girls Aloud.
I'm not talking about Girls Aloud. I'm talking about
them.
But like take that, they're really together now. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Take That, but you know, they can tell they really understand each other and stuff. But they've known each other for years, so you know, you can't just throw people together and expect them to play beautiful music.
Yeah, unless you're a businessman and you happen to be an accountant, like in the case of the Spice Girls, and you want to just make money, and then you put a few pretty girls together.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't say these things, but hey, no,
but that's the point of it. There's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but you know.
But we're talking about real stuff here. We're talking about music that comes from the heart, and you know, when you write lyrics, I'm sure, and when you guys write music, and you have said it, but it shows you don't do it for the money. You do because you love it, and that's what you want to do. And then, of course, in this society, if you do something really well, society to give you sort of to own a bit of you, they'll buy your record, they'll come to your gig, and as a consequence, you make a lot of money.
At the moment, we all still, because we're not earning enough, we all still do jobs, and Martin's at university and stuff, and James is at university, and if we can get to that point where we don't have to do that, that'd be amazing. That's what we want to be doing. So
2010
Well, in fact, something has happened really big, because I've got it right here. A&R Worldwide, the company that launch acts such as Coldplay, Radiohead, Keane,
LaRue.
We're at end on LaRue.
Tell us about that.
We're doing a campaign with them on our next single. We're going to be working with them. They're basically going to promote us over in America and around the world,
as well as
on radio play, so we can try and get fans where we can't necessarily get to.
That's more than radio players, I understand. I mean, they take care of everything from websites to radio play to, you know, they've got to try to get into television.
To make us look a little bit more cohesive. Because when you're a band, you're a little bit disorganised. And I think we're pretty cohesive throughout all our stuff. But yeah, it's just to kind of organise us and get us promoting.
And they're really nice guys. They're amazing. Like, they just came and they didn't dictate anything. They asked what we want to do.
Yeah, what do you want to do? And we said we want to do this. And they said, okay, well, let's try and do that. They didn't promise the world. Do you know what I mean? It worries me when people promise you the world. You think, oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just thinking.
We've met a few because you get approached by people all the time, like saying, "Oh, if you pay us such and such amount of money, we can make you superstars." And you, as soon as they say that, you've got to ignore it because how could they possibly know that they can do that? Because at the end of the day, it's people's music is just what different people like, and we could play in front of a heavy metal crowd and be hated. But then a heavy metal band could play in front of our crowd and be hated. So, you know, it's all down to taste. So
you guys are too clever. You wouldn't pay for somebody that comes and says, "Hey, I'm going to make you number one." Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do that, and you shouldn't do that really, because it's not going to happen. Well, it might happen, but I doubt.
Well, something as you mentioned, you know, things sometimes just happen because you hated Friends and Foes. You couldn't even play something on the keys, and by just because it happened, that song is really driving the band.
It's really cool. You know "Creep" by Radiohead.
Yeah,
you know the bit that goes that really cool bit.
Nobody will know what you're talking about.
It's just like a chunky bit on the guitar that goes. That was just Johnny Greenwood, the guitarist, trying to wreck the song because he absolutely hated it. And then the whole band went, "That's amazing!" And he spent about another 10 takes trying to get it how he did on the first take.
That is fantastic. And once again, it goes to show that sometimes, you know, when you you want to do as much as you want to do, but things just happen. And when they do happen, people out there actually can recognize that. Yeah. Because that song and many others, and actually there's another song from your EP that I've got it right here with a fantastic logo, which is black and red, but now I've just noticed today on the website that you've gone blue.
We have gone blue. Yes.
Blue's our new color.
Blue for the new season. January sale will be coming up soon. We thought we'd go across the colour spectrum.
We like our logo.
It's a very good logo.
Yeah, so we didn't really want to change it, so we just came up with the idea of changing the colour of the logo every time you're releasing something.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of ingenious because it saves us a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
And the logo is always the same band, same logo, just a different colour.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really cool. Well, guys, on that note, from the EP, Isaac Aircraft, I'd like to play. And the EP name is Friends and Foes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
It takes the name from the single Friends and Foes. There's that track number two, Nothing to Relate. This is the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show with the Isaac Aircraft, and this is Nothing to Relate.
Nothing to relate.
And you're back in the studio with the Atomic Mosquito Radio Show, and that was me dropping a CD. And that was Nothing to Relate. Back in the studio with Isaac Aircraft, Zach and Marty. That was your voice gone.
Yeah.
That was fantastic, listening to your music played live here on the show. You have a CD out, which people, I guess, they can get from...
You can get it anywhere. Like
HMV, Amazon.
It's in the HMV in Oxford Street for all you Londoners.
Hey!
There's a picture of James going, oh my God, it's in Oxford Street! somewhere.
Yeah, Amazon, Play.com, Tesco...
Tesco as well.
I know, Tesco. I'm
Tesco.com, not in your average Tesco.
iTunes. So yeah, all the major sites, you can download it, and you can buy it hard copy, or you can email us and we send you a hard copy signed if you really want to.
That's true. We can do that as well.
Really good.
Yeah.
There's something that has been happening just last weekend. I was told about 3 weeks ago by your manager Jim, great guy, about a live recorded. Session you're going to do and do a DVD. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, we did that at the studio that we were recording in Swindon. So that's going to be just our set that we play at the moment.
The whole set?
It'll be about 25 minutes, half an hour, I think.
Not bad.
And you can watch that on YouTube. I think it'll be up on a few like networking sites as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So if you want to come and see us, you can check us out there.
That's great.
Yeah, decide whether or not you like us.
Yeah.
You can pick your favourite already before you even have to go to the
exactly. Station. You can sing along when you come along.
Absolutely. And talking about the live, you guys, tell us a bit about the live shows you are about to do.
Oh, right. Okay. We're not doing much over the next month. We're just going to do some recording in that. But coming up January, February, March, April time, we'll be going around the country playing loads of gigs.
So some gigs that are confirmed already is we've got a gig in Cambridge, obviously is our hometown. We've got the Barn Music Hall in Hoxton.
Yep.
That's fucking...
Oh,
oops.
Daisy.
Sorry, a really good venue in Hoxton. Massive, really good contest as well.
You're throwing off now. I said the C word once, not the really bad C word, but the less bad C word once on radio, but nobody noticed. And you always said, Zach, you're going to say the F word, but it was you who said the F word. But yeah, some really, really good gigs coming up. We're booking at the moment as well. If you're a promoter and you're listening and you want to book us, give us a call or email us on info@isaacsaircraft.com.
That's, you've got a future as an advertiser.
I'd rather not be an advertiser.
Oh, I bet. But you also, your MySpace page, is it myspace.com/Isaac Aircrafts?
Yeah. Isaac's Aircraft, yeah.
That's, oh yeah, with the apostrophe in S. Yeah,
no,
Isaac's
there's Aircraft. No apostrophe in it because you can't do apostrophe.
Oh, just Isaac's Aircraft.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are you on Twitter as well?
We're on Twitter, yeah.
We're tweeting.
You can find out all the bizarre things that we're up to. We're Facebooking as well.
We're bebopping.
We're not bebopping.
What? Yes, we are.
Bebopping. No, that's, what, Bebo?
Yeah, Bebo.
Oh, really? Bebo. Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's called bebopping, isn't it?
No, bebopping is that little theremin thing that you've got on the iPod Touch.
Oh.
You know pheromones that go... You can get one of those on the iPod.
Oh, I see. But tell us, there's something exciting happening. Of course, I want to really look and, you know, watch your DVD that is coming up soon. And as far as promoters are concerned, I shall be sending an email directly to Jim because I know a few, even somebody that runs actually the Underbelly, other days, they do Fridays or Saturdays, and other venues in London. I think you guys are, you're going to find it very easy to find a crowd to follow you, because you know all these promoters in London, they want to, you know, they want bums on seats, but you guys have that with that, you know, the drive and the music, and once again, because you look great as well, the women are just gonna cram the clubs, and men, poor men, we just follow and then listen to your music, fall in love, and I will have to follow forever after that. So I mean, it's all planned out, absolutely. And
Carlo's got it spot.
Isaac Aircraft in the studio, Atomic Mosquito Radio Show. Guys, I'm really, really happy. These guys had a fantastic hit out there, Friends and Foes, and it's really going strong as we speak. But there is another single.
There is indeed. This one's called Head to the Feet, and this one will be out in February. But it might not play on the system.
No, but we might be able, well, for the listeners of Atomic Mosquito Radio Show,
I think this will probably be the first time it's played on radio as well.
Is it? Wow, the very first time.
First time in the UK, actually. It has been played in America.
In America? Okay, America where?
I think Vancouver.
No, Vancouver. Vancouver is Canada.
Yes, but I think it has been played in Vancouver. But it has been played in four states, but I cannot remember. Maybe Atlanta was one of them.
All right.
I can't remember.
Pretty big.
Jim sent me a text the other day, said you've been played in these four places, and I can't remember where.
But before we play, we play your new single, which is called
Head to the Feet.
Head to the Feet. You have been produced by a very famous guy, Paul Tipler. And yeah. He's been dealing with people like Placebo, Charlatans, and many others.
Idlewild as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Some really good indie bands that have been around the last few years that have kind of. That if you know the indie circuit, like Dogs Die in Hot Cars.
Dogs Die in Hot Cars, they were a great band from Scotland. Sadly, they split up now. They produced with Tipler as well, so he's done like the big names of the indie scene.
We just kind of went for a pint with him, had a chat, and we were just like, yeah, we've got to record with this guy. He's crazy.
Well, the result came out and it's really, really good. And, well, listeners of the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show with Carlo Moschetta and the Isaac, and fantastic, Isaac Aircraft right here. You are very lucky because this single is going to come up in February, is it?
Yeah, that's right. With that, the track earlier, Steady On.
Steady On.
Which you can get... Right now, you can get from our... If you sign up to our mailing list, you can get that track for free.
Uh-huh. So. Right. Of course, I've got connections and I got their track anyway, but...
Yeah, exactly. You
know. But hey, guys, we listen to the Isaac Aircraft, the new single coming out in February. Of course, you're going to have this sweet preview. The producer, Paul Tipler, fantastic guy as well. And the track is called...
Head to the Feet.
At the back of the hall, as I continue to walk by the rules of the set, where my back against the wall. Come and let me know, come and let me know, 'cause you can kick it if it's down, you know. A revelation to the roof of my mind, as I continue to walk by the rules of the die, where my head up to the side. Come and let me know, come and let me know, 'cause you can kick it if it's down, you know. He ought to guillotine the gap in his head, as he continues to. If we don't think about our
back in the studio with Isaac Aircraft in the Tommy Moschino and Sandry Show with Carlo Muschetta. The fantastic track.
Yeah!
And he hasn't been drinking because I was here.
No, he hasn't.
He had a few ales.
That's proper beer. That's proper beer. When I first moved to London a while ago, yeah, that's good beer, not the like the rubbish.
Yeah, it makes you a bit fat ale, but I do like it. It tastes.
You're very skinny. What fat?
Well, I mean, you wake up in the morning, you're like, not, I am very skinny, but you know, I feel fat.
When you drink ale?
Yeah.
Well, the listeners out there have just listened to the new Isaac Aircraft, Head to the Feet. That was the track that was produced by
Paul Tipler.
And that track, when did you guys record that?
In the summer, June?
Yeah, June.
Whilst Wimbledon was on.
During Wimbledon season.
Yeah, I think I was recording the vocals for that when Andy Murray lost, which is quite sad.
What's the guy's name?
Murray. Roddick. Roddick.
Yes.
Oh well, what can you do? But you were busy.
We were busy recording.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, guys, it's been such a huge pleasure to have you here. I know for a fact that you are going to make main headlines all over the place, and you are already doing that with Friends and Foes. And in February, is coming up with Isaac Aircraft and Head to the Feet. And now you have this little CD that I've got in my hands with actually Head to the Feet at number one and Friends and Foes both singles in one little package.
Basically with Friends and Foes we've remixed it, and we've also changed something slightly in the piano part, so it's slightly different.
It's a bit more jazzy this time around.
And also we went and got this mastered down at Metropolis Studios with the guy who did Neon Bible, and that was an awesome experience.
Wow.
It was just like, Neon Bible was like one of my favourite arcade.
Anybody who doesn't know this, Neon Bible is an album by the Arcade Fire. I had to look it up online.
Arcade Fire are an amazing band. So that was a really surreal experience. Like, they were mixing Sting's album somewhere.
Fantastic. And don't tell me about Sting, because I'm a big, huge fan from Police and then Sting. Yeah. I started playing drums because of Stuart Copeland drums when I was a little kid many years ago.
Obviously, we told everyone that we met Sting. This isn't true.
But you will this year. You never know.
You never know.
Hopefully. Yeah. I'd love to meet that man.
Yeah. He said some good things about The X Factor recently.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That he's a big karaoke thing.
Well, I mean, there were some good singers on it, but like, I see where Sting's coming from.
Likewise, unfortunately, you know, we were talking about serious stuff here, not because they are given songs which have been.
But you can't deny 16 million viewers. That's crazy.
Business side of things.
Do you know what I mean? 16 million people watching their TVs. I mean, that's just bizarre.
If you get £1
for every person that watches that.
Yeah, but I mean, like. But how many of those vote as well? How much money is it making?
A silly amount of money. Yeah. Million publicity, God knows. Millions just for one show.
Well, the advert, the people with the adverts will be paying loads to have their adverts on there, and then the phone-ins and like.
But anyway, with the Isaac Aircraft project, I don't see why you guys. Well, maybe not in 1 year, 60 million people. I mean, you never know. You never know.
Ourselves a song on the X Factor.
You never know. You've ended up just doing a bunch of tracks, just as you said, jamming it along and write some lyrics, and it came out a really, really strong product. And as I said, I had a few friends coming around and listen to music. I forwarded your links around. And everybody came back with an amazing feedback.
That's awesome.
That's really well deserved. And also, you guys are 20 years old. I mean, there's so much talent, and you're so young.
Yeah.
There are people out there that have been gigging forever.
Yeah.
Forever, and they've achieved maybe 50 people at a gig, and that was the sadly, maybe good music.
Like,
but
I'd hate to kind of get to 30 and be paying 50 people. It's just. You want to kind of the best thing is playing to an audience. So the more people there, the better, really.
Yeah.
And this coming up, I'm sure that with the A&R Worldwide, with the 2010, you're gonna get quite a few festivals.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Our manager's just gone to a music festival conference this week as well. So hopefully.
Well, I'm positive that that is.
Hopefully,
the
we'll
next
see effort. You at a festival somewhere. Come and say hi.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. I will definitely want to. We got this interview, and I was gifted by you guys, and you allowed me to play your new single. So definitely, I owe you that. I will definitely come and love to interview you just straight after a big gig.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. Would you like that?
Yeah, that'd be
absolutely amazing.
I tell you what, guys, and then we'll see whether you're sober or not.
Yeah, no, we will. I always stay sober. I can't do the whole music thing like drunk. I can't do it.
But it's just good. It's really good. Believe me, there's nothing to gain by doing drugs and all that. Yeah. But it's the magic comes from music, and you get the buzz and the adrenaline pumping out the guitar.
You kind of
playing.
Feel a little bit drunk sometimes when you're on stage.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, absolutely. I can totally be with you. I felt it sometimes, you know, playing drums, and you feel a little bit stoned. It's like, that's when you really have a good response, and a lot of people there, they love you, and the energy is in the air anyway.
Yeah.
So you feed from people, you give them back, and it just, you know, it spins. And,
yeah, you can feel it when you're in an audience and you're watching a great band, and it's times up by 10 when you're on stage, you know. It's just awesome.
It is mind-blowing. It's the best thing ever, like, kind of.
We did our last release party. We crammed loads of people into this tiny venue, and it was just...
We had nearly 400 people in the place that is only allowed to hold 150.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was amazing.
Was it in Cambridge?
Yeah, that was in Cambridge, yeah.
All right.
So I guess you're going to have another launch party for this one.
I think so, yeah.
Head to the feet, no? Maybe?
We're going to have a launch party in London and in Cambridge, I think. We're going to have two birthdays, like the Queen.
I don't think the launch itself would be so big, but as soon as that thing comes out, we go on a big tour, or we have, you know, regular shows from then onwards.
Yeah, exactly, so you can catch us wherever you are, I think. Yeah. We're hoping to go back to Germany mid-next year as well and play a few gigs. Stuttgart, I think, is one of the places.
Stuttgart, Berlin, so
yeah.
Fantastic. That's really amazing. Well, listeners out there, we've been gifted with a lot of music in the studio and fantastic company by Isaac, excuse my Italian accent, Isaac Aircraft. I'd like to leave all of the listeners with your MySpace page and Twitter account and Facebook so that they can keep up with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google Isaac's Aircraft, you'll find everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
nobody has this.
Our Twitter is Isaac's Aircraft. It's very simple.
Yeah, exactly. If you just Google Isaac's Aircraft, you'll find it. It's easy to find.
Fantastic.
I think there's a few photos of aircrafts and people called Isaac's. Not called Isaac's, but called Isaac. But I mean, you know, you'll find it's easy.
That is fantastic. Well, guys, we really enjoyed your company, and there is a track that I'd like to leave our listeners with, which comes from your EP Friends and Foes, and the track is called Big Mammoth. Actually, before I play that track, tell me a little bit about how that track
came about. It's just about I went on holiday in Wales with a few of my mates at the end of sixth form college, and it's just about all our experiences there, and it's just I could talk about it sort of pretentiously, but I don't really want to, because the thing is, like, it's such a beautiful place, and then there's it's quite poor as well, so that's what it's about. It's beauty but kind of poor at the same time. That's what it's about.
So it comes from a deep point.
You
really thought about it. Well, that's the magic of music. Well, guys out there, we've been gifted once again with Isaac Aircraft. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you.
And Zach there.
Thank you very much.
And a big up goes also to Colm and James and Jim.
Hello, Colm and James and Jim.
Well, guys, the Atomic Oxide on Sound Radio Show. If you have just logged on, I'm really sorry. You missed a fantastic show, but you'll be able to get the podcast on myspace.com/CarlAtomicMosquito. Mosquito, and just follow the link in just a bunch of days. I'm going to leave you with Isaac Aircraft's Big Mammoth. Ciao.
hoped I met you and kept to the word, but he could never lie. Well, gravestones creeping up the side street, old bones moving when they lose heat. Inside, that's what we did, to ignore the skies, and then we went outside. Old man creeping in a whorehouse, old man looking for a new way out. He got a stone cold killer in his head, he's got 10,000 people soon to be dead, and I know what you'll be living through. And as I swim through the town and down to the beach, where a gravestone, think about it's out of your reach, and I know what you've been dying for. Given time is what they say, is what they say. Vietnam is seasoned, when we found the we will recognize. Given time is what they say.
Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.